welcome to the show. You're with me, Mike, in the morning. And as it's Tuesday, it's time for us to pick up on a little thing that we kicked off with last week. And it's going to be a regular Tuesday travel focus, the Tuesday travel tip. And not just one tip, we've got a whole bunch for you. And the lady collecting it, pulling it all together, your travel VIP, Paula Martini from Co-Travel, joins me in studio for a Travel Tip Tuesday. Good morning, Paula. How are you today?
Good morning, Mike. I am fantastic after that beautiful rain last night.
Oh, man. You know what? It was a welcome, hey? I mean, we've had a lot of rain this year, but I think in the appropriate doses, we'll take it.
Exactly. And spring has sprung, I think, which is great. The first rains after winter, and we're heading for sunshine and summer, which is travel weather.
This is the thing. There's a real sense that seasons are changing. And if you have been cooped up and are ready to spread your wings now and to go and experience the delights that await, I mean, whether you're looking at doing something long haul or something a bit more local and lacquer, travel season is definitely upon us. And you've got some feedback and some news items that you've been keeping.
I do. And I'm so excited to share them. I must say, I'm like bursting. I did an amazing site visit of the Sala at Thompson's Bay last week. A brand new property, 5-star, just off Thompson's Bay.
Right here.
This little gem that we have on our coast is amazing. Amazing. It is a green hotel, 100% solar power. They are recycling water. It is natural aesthetic. The design is amazing. And I'm actually speechless. So
I can see you're trying to find the words, and it's like they're not doing justice to what you're experiencing.
No, because the design and the detail in this property is just next level. The service is amazing, and it really is where travel meets design, and natural design with all the natural elements. Local crafters have been used for aesthetics with artwork, chairs, and then you've just got this magnificent view of Thompson's Bay, and it has access down to the beach, a beautiful fire pit. So yes, next level, and right on our coast.
Wow, this is the Sala Beach House, S-A-L-A, at Thompson's Bay. And I'm just looking at the website here, doing a quick little Google, and sure, wow.
Agreed.
What a position, what a design, what an experience.
It's a gem. It's an absolute gem. And then I had the pleasure of doing an inspection of the oyster box in Umhlanga.
Oh, really?
Yes. And I tell you what, their guest services director, Justin, is just something else. He took us on this inspection, and I actually said to him afterwards, I've probably viewed about 500 hotels in my career. And doing this hotel inspection of the oyster box just gave me, I've even stayed there and I saw things that I never even knew they had, which was incredible. I mean, they've got a cinema.
Like a little private cinema.
Like a full-on private cinema. So, you know, if you wanted to do a night away and have movie night with popcorn and 5-star.
You could organize.
I can organize.
Wow.
Yes, it really is great. And then in the news, this morning I was absolutely horrified when I read a post on our travel news that the UK visa service up in Johannesburg, agents have been reporting that they have, on the TLS appointment service, have been closing all standard slots. So if anybody's overpaying for visa appointments with TLS, it's because the standard slots have been closed off and they're only allowing priority bookings, which is almost R1,900.
What? And there's no way around that.
No way around it at the moment. So they're busy investigating, and I'm going to post some news on my blog news updates so we can keep track of that, because I think it's ludicrous. We're paying a fortune for visa costs to countries already, and to be paying even additional amounts for a visa service is just crazy.
Holy moly. You see, that's why you're the expert. You got your finger on the pulse of all of this exciting breaking travel news. And looking at our sort of main juicy topics for today.
Yes.
After that that dose of news and feedback. Today, in the spotlights, we're looking at some very important things that sometimes get left to the last minute. But if you're dealing with a travel professional, this stuff should be front and center. What are we looking at today?
Car hire.
Aha.
Yes.
Getting around.
Getting around. And it is something that people often overlook. and they don't actually know the nitty-gritties of it. And I think it's something, and these are things that I often relay to customers that or clients that are renting cars that actually don't know. And the first thing is, if you're renting a car and you're paying by credit card, make sure that the credit card that you're taking, that you are going to be using when you collect the car, is the same card you used when you rented the vehicle. Because if you arrive at that car hire counter and you present a different card, you are going to have admin nightmare.
You might not even get the car.
Exactly. Also, if you want to add an additional driver, you need to make sure that that driver can be present at the car hire company that you've rented from, anywhere in the country, for example, but they have to present a valid driver's license. Unfortunately, you cannot phone your travel agent and say, please add Joe Bloggs. It's not going to work. He has to be present and present a driver's license at that car rental company to be added to the agreement.
The booking. And if someone who is driving that vehicle wasn't captured in terms of their driver's license and their details, and they are involved in a prank or something like that, then
not covered. No.
Hey,
no.
That could be a real issue.
Exactly. And then that brings me to the point of insurance.
Aha.
So we've got three different types of insurance when it comes to car rental. We've got your standard cover, which is your normal everyday kind of thing, which brings your car rate down on a daily rate, but it actually sits with a liability of 16,000 to 27,000.
Sure. So that's quite an excess.
It is. So you'll save on your daily rate, but best you be prepared to have 27,000 rand available on that credit card.
In case something happens.
So when you present your credit card at the rental counter, they are going to take that 27,000 and put a block on it.
Oh, wow.
So if you need to use your card, say you're going to, I don't know, Cape Town, and you're renting a car in Cape Town, but you're going to use your card to go to restaurants and hotels and all those kinds of things, 27,000 before you've even left with your car is blocked on your
frozen.
So you travel budgets need to be very cautiously watched if you are renting a car. The second insurance that we have is the super cover, which reduces your excess, increases your daily rate, and your excess will be 3,500 to 4,500 on average. And this is talking about a Group A car, so entry level.
Okay.
Nothing fancy. And obviously, the bigger the car you go and the more valuable the car, the bigger the insurance.
Yeah.
So if we're looking at a Mercedes or a BMW or even double cab Buckies, which are quite popular, a Fortuner, you are sitting with way more than that. So if you've got 27,000 on a standard Group A,
can you imagine what you will be looking at for
exactly. You'd have to have that black platinum card available.
Oh, man.
And then my favorite, which is what I use in many cases, is my zero excess, and that means literally zero liability.
Okay, so you're obviously paying a substantial daily rate, but zero worries beyond that.
Exactly. And what often comes with a zero excess is unlimited kilometers.
Ah.
So then you win on the other side. And then you'll also be asked about windscreen and tire damage. And this is something that people often think, oh, it's another 67 rand a day or another 50 rand a day or whatever the car hire company is charging. But trust me, it's happened to me. And it's happened to many a customer. Yeah. Our roads are awful.
Yeah.
We have potholes. We have stones. And literally, if there's a chip on that windscreen, you will be charged.
Oh, so if you can take the hit, just add the insurance and go for the windscreen and tire. Just do it.
Yes. And then one juicy bit that many people did not know, and I did not know this till a couple of months ago, which in my 29 years I should have known, but, you know, it's fine print. Is that if you have an accident with a rental car and no other party is involved,
yeah,
you are not covered if you're on a standard cover.
Really?
Yes.
So you swerve to avoid hitting a goat or something and you go and
you hit the barrier.
Hit the barrier and no other vehicle involved.
No.
And you were on standard cover.
Exactly. There's a 5-car pileup. You've got no choice but to go in the hit the barrier, down the hill, right off the car to avoid the accident. You are not covered. So you're better off driving into the back of the pileup, just slightly denting the car so you can get cover. So any single accident, reversing into the back of a pole that is only your fault and no other parties involved, you are not covered on a standard cover.
But on super cover, zero?
Super cover, they will double your excess.
Okay, but they will cover it, but you'll have to pay double excess.
Yes, and the only way to get around it is if you are taking zero liability.
Okay, so that's hence the reason why this is your favorite.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The zero excess option, it ticks all the boxes.
Exactly. And then obviously you covered for theft and that kind of thing. But yeah, this is car rental in a nutshell. But the most important thing is make sure you have the credit card that you've made the booking with. Make sure you have a valid driver's license with you. And the name of the person on the rental and the person collecting the vehicle is the same person.
Yeah, yeah.
So don't book for Joe Bloggs and use Sally Smith and then you arrive. Admin nightmare, you're not going to get the vehicle.
Now you know. You can't say you haven't been warned. You've been given a little heads up, and if you're planning your next trip, don't leave the car rental issues until you've already kind of boarded the plane.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, you don't get to see a lot of this when you're using online booking tools. You know, you see a fantastic rate, you go grab it, you don't even notice the super cover or the zero excess in the top right-hand corner or click for extra. You just see your daily rate. And that's the difference between using a car hire broker, which I have an amazing Anna in Johannesburg that assists me. She is phenomenal. She's run car hire companies in South Africa and now is actually become an agent. And she's assisting a lot of agents like me to make sure that things like this don't happen to our clients.
This is epic. Now, for someone who is planning or is thinking about planning a trip, whether it's a family vacation or a work thing or a corporate package, this is your game. This is your passion. The world of travel. Paul Martini is your travel VIP from Co-Travel. And how can folks get in touch with you to help them put together their next trip and make sure that they are not forgetting anything important?
Thank you so much. They are welcome to contact me on Facebook at Co-Travel and on Instagram, Co-Travel_agent. Or they can call me on 082-45-84-820. And then again, any questions or suggestions or any people that want to share their beautiful properties with us, the WhatsApp line for 88FM
give it up.
Is 071-185-1471. And we welcome listeners to please share your comments with us on air and we'll answer questions every week. I really look forward to sharing that.
You see, when you've got an expert in the house, I mean, it's a crime not to take advantage of all the knowledge and expertise. So, Paula, thanks for another Travel Tip Tuesday. I'm really looking forward to this thing as an ongoing Tuesday treat.
Absolutely. And next week, I've got amazing stuff because I'm going to Amakhosi this weekend.
Yeah, you make me jealous here. You go to all these cool places.
Oh, man. I tell you, I'm so excited. We've got one room left. So if anybody is wanting to join, let us know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Virginia Berger will be hosting the yoga retreat and we'll be spending 3 nights at Amakhosi up in Pongola.
Wow.
And I look forward to bringing feedback on that next week and hoping to be able to actually, we're going to be brainstorming the weekend and we're going to be bringing you more retreats around Balito as well as other places around surrounding areas.
Sure.
So I'm really excited to share that with everybody next week.
We'll see you next week after your yoga experience.
I'll be coming back all relaxed and ready to rock and roll.
Zen and balance. Thanks, Paula. Back to the music on 88 after your Travel Tip Tuesday.